Task 2. You are talking to a colleague in the art and design department about the decorations for the new shop. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, Sarah. I've got the report on your new project, and I've also talked with Paul and Maggie about the artwork they want. We've come to an agreement that we're going to use their photos.
That's great.
Paul and Maggie have a lot of photos from their travels. We've had a good look at their photos, and they are rather good. There are a couple of reasons why we suggest using their photos. Firstly, as I've just mentioned, they're good photos. We're quite impressed with their quality. Another reason is that there's no copyright issues or problems. The thing is, we want to edit or Photoshop their photos. If we buy other people's photos, we can't do that because of copyright issues.
Great. So what types of photos are you thinking of using?
As Paul and Maggie like nature, we suggest using photos that showcase nature.
OK, like flowers, mountains and beaches. Those sort of photos.
Not flowers. Flowers are too common. We think that the mountain photos from their archive are very good. Also, we really like their shots taken in national parks and forests. They are really beautiful.
Are there any wild animal photos?
Yes, some of them are amazing. Like lion and elephant photos from their African safari trip.
So shall we use a couple of them?
I don't think so. I think we should stick to landscape photos like beaches and oceans to help create that comfortable atmosphere.
That's a good point.
And we also suggest editing the photos to make them look like pencil drawings and to change the colours of the photos to two tones, like black and white, blue and white, green and white, so on and so forth.
Right, two-tone colours and pencil drawing style.
Correct. I've got a sample for you to see. Here it is. What do you think?
That's fantastic. I love the effect. It looks really artistic. Bill, is it difficult to edit a photo to achieve this effect?
No, not at all. It's rather easy, really. Actually, we edited this photo using a new photo editing software given to us for a free trial.
Oh, do you like it?
Well, I think it's okay. What we really like about this new software is its clean interface.
Clean interface?
Yes, it means it has a clean layout. But the problem is, it's only good for simple photo editing jobs, like this one. It's not suitable for advanced editing.
But for simple editing jobs, it's okay.
Correct. By the way, do you want to try it yourself? It's quite simple, really.
Yes, please. I'd love to.
Okay. Please take a seat.
Right.
Well, here's a photo. Now, firstly, you go to the box Colour and tick No Change.
Sorry, Bill, but I do want to change the colour of the photo to, say, black and white.
I know. But you do that in Colour Saturation. So go to Colour Saturation and tick Change.
OK, that's it?
No, the next step is to blur it. But to do that, you need to go to Layers and choose the Main Object layer and opt for the General Purpose Blur, not the Specific Blur.
OK, done.
After that, you have to change the resolution of the photo to 200 pixels per inch.
Why 200? Can I choose other resolution options?
The 200 pixels per inch one is for the poster size print. If you want a small print, you can choose 100 pixels per inch.
I see. Well, it's done. A black and white photo. Great! It's done in under a minute.
Nope, not finished yet. There is a final step. You see that this part here looks much darker?
Yes.
Now, to balance the tone a bit, what you need to do is to go to the brush box and...
Lighten?
Well, you can do that, but the effect won't be as good as using the cleanup function. So I suggest using the cleanup brush and brush the part you want to make less dark.
I see. Right. Like this?
Yes, that's it.
Thanks for letting me try this new software.
No problem.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.